15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, they got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
We welcome you to this not-so-scary Halloween edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this Football Wednesday, Halloween Wednesday edition. Happy to have you with us. And, man, have we got a show for you. We've got something very special, an exclusive one-on-one interview with the owner of the Browns, Jimmy Haslam. You have got to tune in for this. The man has a lot of things to say and a lot of messages that he wants to share with Browns fans. Be sure you're tuned in for that. Jimmy Haslam joining us exclusively here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're also going to hear from the secondary coach of the Browns. That is Tim Houck, doing a really nice job with that group. The secondary's factored prominently in several games this year, but in particular, of course, last week's win against the Chargers, or last Sunday's win against the Chargers. And with Joe Hayden back and all the dynamics kind of changing there and dealing with the injuries and, again, Hayden's suspension for those four games, lots to talk about with Tim Houck about the secondary. You're also going to hear from a member of that secondary, Buster Skrine, who had the big 4th-and-10 breakup against the Chargers. He joins Jameer Howerton, and we'll hear what he has to say, not only about that game and preparing this week for, but mostly about what's coming up. And another big challenge, Joe Flacco and the Baltimore Ravens coming to town on Sunday. And we're going to, as always, your questions and comments, get to those, the ones that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. And we love it when you do. We love it when you email us. It's daily@clevelandbrowns.com. And, of course, the Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford official Twitter page, which is Browns_daily. Ron from Facebook, talking about Trent Richardson, he says he's the greatest draft pick since the return of the Browns. With Jimmy Haslam there, now we will build on him and Whedon. Build on Richardson and Whedon. He said it's going to be like when I was a kid with Kozar, Mack, Metcalf. He said Richardson is the guys, one of those guys in that package. And you know what? I think there's a lot of truth into what you're saying, Ron, and that comparison is a reasonable one. I'm going to use the word reasonable. I don't know. Time's going to tell us how accurate it is, and time's going to tell us whether it's blasphemy to talk about any of the rookies that are part of this year's team and say that they're in the category of what the Kozars, Max, and Metcalfs did for the Cleveland Browns because we're halfway through a season with rookies. But I do think you're onto something. I do think you see a path that a lot of us do. There is special talent there that's jumped out, and I think there's more of it to see. And Trent Richardson, so far, the defining game of his very young career was played Sunday. I think there are more like that in front of him for this year. I think this Sunday against the Ravens could be another one of those opportunities against the defense that hasn't done so well against the run, and I think with an offense, the Browns, that is getting its act together there. That I think this is as much, too, about the offensive line, not just performing better, but understanding better who they're blocking for, helping to open those holes because they know how he's running. And that takes some time, too. That can't be underestimated. We've talked about his education, his learning process as a rookie, and finding holes and relying on more than instincts, which he has, but the knowledge of what to see, what he's seeing, what he's recognizing in defenses and such, and plays. But it's also that group of five and six with tight ends, or seven, just doing their job to understand him while executing. So that's a good point, that we could see this group, this very special group, become even more special. We're going to ask Jimmy Haslam his thoughts about this group as he sees it. Cody from Facebook, he says, good stuff, T-Rich. You are the future of our team. I really think we're going to be a powerhouse of the AFC within a year or two. I like that perspective too, not just because it's complimentary and because it's optimistic, but again, this is what the build is for. This is what the vision is about. And that vision not only was in place, okay, before this ownership transfer, but the best part of having the new owner here is his intention, determination, commitment to not just see it through, but to make it even better. I think that's the great combination we're looking at with the Browns now, is that if you like what you see of this group that was put together again before we got to July and August, when all this very quickly this transaction happened and the Browns ended up with a new owner, you're going to like it even better that this new owner not only sees what's here, but is going to provide the resources to make it better. And he's in it to win it. He's only in it to be successful with it. That's way too much of an investment of finance, but also emotion, and his life, his commitment is to make this Browns team a great team. He's not going to associate himself with anything but you. That, I think, is going to ring loud and clear. In everything he's said so far, I don't expect tonight to be any different. All right, so let's not waste much more time about this, but I want you to be excited about this. In a couple of minutes, you are going to hear from the new owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam, exclusively here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Learn how to talk. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on this Halloween edition. Stick with us. Vic Carucci on ESPN 850 WKNR.
My certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight.
Sounds like you're buying a used car.
No. Certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference.
Certified pre-what?
With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy!
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
Yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
If you are 18 or older, join the Cleveland Browns and Chomps at Cleveland Browns Stadium to celebrate Veterans Day and to find out more about your current state of health. We invite you to attend a free family health screening provided by Men's Health Network, Boehringer Ingelheim, Cuyahoga County Veterans Service Commission, and Cleveland Clinic, being held Saturday, November 10th at the stadium. Screenings will focus on your current heart health, and health experts will also be on hand to answer your questions. For more information and to pre-register, visit clevelandbrowns.com/screening or call 866-543-6461.
GoToMeeting is the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. Here's MindJet's Chief Marketing Officer, Yasha Kakis-Wolf, telling us why he believes in GoToMeeting.
For us, using GoToMeeting is our answer. It's the way that we move forward. It's what allows us to be successful. We're able to share the ideas, the plans with everybody, inside of our company and out of our company.
Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your RV.
Hey there, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since GEICO helped you save money on your RV insurance, we've been roaming a lot more. I'll never forget our night in Flagstaff. It was so epic you painted a mural of it on my side. Although I don't remember the Arctic wolves, the wild stallions, or the Bengal tiger. Weird.
GEICO could help you save on your RV insurance, and that should make you and your RV very happy.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster, a siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
frightened yet? Dave DiNatale, our producer, playing this Halloween music throughout the show. Good stuff. Hey, it is Halloween night, and just I want to remind everybody, many of you listening as you're driving, please be careful. Watch out for the kids, okay, because it's that kind of night. Everybody running around, and we just want everybody to be safe and while they're having fun. Help a child today and save on a haircut tomorrow. Purchase a Believe in Miracles bracelet at participating Great Clip Salons and receive a coupon for $2 off your next haircut. All proceeds benefit the Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital. Great Clips, it's going to be great. And we are so pleased to have with us now the owner of the Browns, Jimmy Haslam. Jimmy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Vic.
Well, such a great scene in the locker room after last Sunday's win. You received your first of what I'm sure will be many game balls for your first victory as owner of the Browns. What was that experience like?
Well, it was a great experience, not so much for me. It was great for me, don't get me wrong, but it was just great to see how happy the coaches and players were, and to be in the locker room and be a small part of sharing that victory with them was outstanding. And I thought afterwards, I was surprised when Pat threw me the ball, and let me say I was very relieved that I caught the ball there because it would have been really embarrassing to drop it. But if I'd been thinking, and I mean this sincerely, I'd have flipped it back to him and said he should give it to the defense because, as you know, they played a phenomenal game on Sunday.
They did. And you made a point of reminding the players after catching the ball, after the game, to heed Coach Shurmur's words that he had spoken after that Cincinnati win, and get greedy about victories. Success in this game is about having talent, we know that, but it's also about having the right mindset as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was really pleasing, Nick. You were in there with us that Pat said, okay, off to Wednesday, and the players came back and said, no, we want to practice on Monday. And so it was good to see that they had that hunger and that desire to get better and win again. And I think we're a young team headed in the right direction, and it's going to be a great, really exciting game on Sunday.
Now, you chose to watch that game while sitting outside in that horrendous weather, and you had a perfectly warm, dry, fully enclosed suite available to you. And from the TV shots that captured you sitting out there at Cleveland Browns Stadium, you seem pretty comfortable. Is that just the way you prefer it?
Well, I like sitting outside being part of the crowd. Now, I'll have to say this. My heartfelt thanks to, I think we had about 50,000 people actually in attendance on Sunday who sat through about the worst weather conditions. You've seen a lot of games, Vic, like we have. It was 45 degrees. The wind was blowing 30 miles an hour, and it was raining the whole time. And So my heartfelt thanks go out to those people. But I still got to get a little smarter about how warmly we dress up here in Cleveland.
But, you know, I think that's a connection, though, with fans, to you being among them and, you know, sharing it and seeing it and feeling it the way they do.
Absolutely, and I've said this countless times, and I firmly believe we have the best fans in pro football in all the country, and it's our job to bring that fan more wins, not just an occasional win, but to consistently bring them wins, because their support of this franchise, as you well know, over the years has been tremendous.
When the TV cameras previously were focused on you watching a game at Indianapolis, they captured your clear frustration that so many of those fans, all of us, shared that day, that just that kind of a game. But I think for a lot of fans, Jimmy, it was really encouraging to see that level of passion coming from the owner of the team. Are you kind of good with that and aware of that?
I am, Vic. I'm not sure my wife is, but I'm good with it. No, I mean, I don't want to say I'm the biggest fan, because I don't know. We have so many great fans, that may not be fair, but I'm obviously a huge fan of the Cleveland Browns, and when we do well, I'm really happy, and when we don't do well, you know, I'm less than happy, and I think it's, you are who you are, and I can't sit there and suppress my emotions. So for better or for worse, we're going to be as big a fan as the Cleveland Browns have and emotionally cheer them on through every game.
Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Besides emotional, what kind of a football watcher are you? What, if any, are the specific areas, say, that you pay attention or closest attention to and so forth?
Yeah, I don't know that there's any one part, and I don't know that I'm technically smart enough to say I concentrate on the offensive line or I concentrate on the defensive backfield. I think I'm like most fans that are there at the game. I'm following the ball, and so I'm watching Brandon throw it to Josh or Trent run or Jaquel make a tackle or Joe break up a pass, or in the case of this, Buster made a great play at the end of the game to win the game for us. So I think I'm no different than most fans. I'm following the ball.
Can you have fun? Is it possible when you've got so much literally invested in this team that you're watching to actually enjoy yourself? And I know that's driven by success or whatever on the field, but the atmosphere, you're a football kind of guy. Do you enjoy that?
Absolutely. It's fun. I mean, you're there early like we are, and the pregame festivities and all the excitement around an NFL game, particularly an NFL game in Cleveland, are tremendous. And do I get nervous during the game? Yes, but I think there's 68,000 people there or 70,000 people there that share those same nerves every day. And NFL, I think the average difference between winning and losing is 8 or 9 points. And our games have all been very close, and, you know, it's lots of ups and lots of downs, and it's a fine line between winning and losing, but ultimately, do we enjoy it? Absolutely. Do we have a lot more fun? Did we have a lot more fun last week against San Diego than we did the week before against Indianapolis? Yes, but I think I speak for all the Browns Nation fans. That's the difference between winning and losing.
Although you're new to majority ownership of an NFL franchise, you're certainly not new to football, and you're looking at this team from that football perspective as much as the business perspective. So what do you see when you study this young squad?
Well, I think we're getting better, and everybody knows, you know this, it starts with quarterback, and, you know, we have a rookie quarterback, and he's getting better. I mean, there's a difference between – it's really hard to evaluate anybody on this past Sunday because, we're playing against Phillip Rivers, and he didn't look any good either because the weather conditions were so bad, and our defense did a great job. But I think our quarterback's getting better. We clearly have a premier running back, and we got to keep Trent healthy, but I think he showed on Sunday what he can do when he gets in the open field. And we've got a young offensive line that is getting better. Schwartz, the right tackle, 72, I think is coming along nicely. And our young receiving core is getting better. We got to keep them healthy, but they're getting better. Defensively, we've been a little bit up and down. Clearly getting Joe back makes a huge difference. Hopefully Ruben and Phil will be back this week, and we'll have the majority of what would be our starting defense back. And this is a huge game for us. If we can win before we go into the bye week and be 3-6 and beat arguably one of the most talented teams in pro football after beating San Diego, I think that would say a lot for our team. So it'll be really interesting to see how we respond and how we play. The Ravens are coming off a bye game. They had a very bad game in Texas, and I think we all know that good teams usually respond well after a poor performance, and I would expect we'll see the best in the Ravens.
And it's that home thing too, right, Jimmy, that matters here, that it would be – wins are important everywhere, but you'd be talking about potentially here a third – straight home victory and three victories in four games, that would give a lot of traction, I think.
Oh, yeah, it'd be 3-4, and you can play the if, woulda, shoulda, coulda game forever. You know, if we execute a couple plays, we'd win 4 in a row. So the momentum's good, but this is a very big game for our football team and for our fans, and I hope the weather is – it couldn't be worse than last week, Vic. I think it's supposed to be basically clear and in the 40s, which for Cleveland this time of year is a great day, and I urge the fans to come out and support us. I hope we'll have a packed crowd of 70,000 people because the players will tell you and the coaches will tell you it makes a huge difference. Baltimore plays that hurry-up offense, and it's hard to call signals and call plays without huddling if the crowd is loud. So I hope we'll have a great crowd out there to support our great young team.
Fans by nature are extremely impatient. You know this. They see you take over this team. And as you well know, a lot of them expect to see a tangible positive impact immediately. And what you were just describing would be that. But we all know it doesn't necessarily work that way. So what's your main message that you want to convey to the fans?
Well, let me say this. I'm impatient, too, and I'm just as – and you saw that in Indianapolis. So we want to win, and we want to win quickly. But I've said this numerous times. I think you could patchwork something together and go quickly from I'm not sure where we'll finish this year to a 500 or slightly above 500 team. That's not what we want. I think the best franchises are those that 4 out of 5 years are in contention. You know, if you look – hardly anybody's contention 5 out of 5 years because of injuries, bad breaks, et cetera. But we want to put together a team that will consistently contend for not only the AFC North, but for the AFC and to play in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's our goals. That's what we've stated, and that's what our great fans deserve.
Joe Banner officially gets started this week as the Browns' chief executive officer. I know that was delayed from last week because of the passing of his dad. But what are some of the things that he can bring to the table right away, and how will the two of you work together going forward?
Yeah, that's a great question. Joe, of course, brings a vast amount of experience from Philadelphia, where he was basically in charge of the day-to-day operations of that franchise for 20 years. And during that time period, they went from a very weak franchise to candidly one of the NFL's best franchises. I think from 2000 to 2010, they actually had the best record in the NFL. I might be wrong, but if not the best, one of the best. So he brings a great wealth of experience. He's tough. He works hard. He cares deeply. And I think it will be very helpful to someone like myself, being a new owner, if you will, and still on the still way down on learning curve, to bring in somebody like Joe with such great experience. So we're excited to have him here at Berea. I think he gets here either today or tomorrow.
Besides impatient and emotional, we also know you're a man who does his homework. Who are some of your fellow NFL owners that you've spoken with, and what sort of advice have they offered, at least generally, if you don't mind sharing that with us?
Sure. Well, of course, we spent time with the Rooneys for 4 years, and we did not go back and visit with them. Candidly, I don't think they'll treat us as kindly now that we're in the same division. But we had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with them. We spent time with Jerry Jones. We spent time with Bob Kraft. We spent time with John Mara. We spent time with Bob McNair. I think those are the ones that we hit in a 2 or 3 week span. And the advice was consistent. I think we've said this before. First of all, get a great quarterback, okay? And then second of all, trust your own gut judgment. And then thirdly, understand that it is going to take some time. Almost every one of them said that. And a couple of them that came from business backgrounds like we did, Vic, said, you're used to in business being able to change this and change that, you know, basically whenever you want. And in the NFL, there's one draft a year, and you pick somewhere between 6 and 10 players. We're going to have 6 players to pick next year. So it does take a little bit of time. And I think what I tried to learn, there's 31 other very smart owners out there, and you try to learn from each of them what they do best, and then you take that back. I don't think any of us can try to reinvent themselves and become another owner, so you have to be yourself, but listen and learn, and we'll continue to listen and learn for a long, long time.
Well, Jimmy, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining the show, and we do look forward to more excitement on Sunday against the Ravens.
Vic, thank you, and as always, thanks to the great Cleveland Browns fans out there. I cannot tell you how much we appreciate your support, and we're working hard to get better every week, and we need you there on Sunday.
He is Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car.
Oh, no! Why?
Well, mine's only a 2-seater, and I have 3 kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony!
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy!
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings. Voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube. And every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food. Back to Quaker Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and their immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
Woof, woof, woof. It's Jake from Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Spring in beautiful Columbia Station.
Jake, you look ridiculous wearing that dog collar.
I'm heading down to the dog pound, baby.
Woof, woof, woof.
You're an idiot.
If you bleed orange and brown like we do at Jake's Garage, come on in for all your automotive needs. And be sure to pick up your orange and brown Jake's Garage t-shirts and footballs.
Perfect for tailgating.
That's Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague in beautiful Columbia Station.
Gillingham Ford celebrating 55 years in the car business, and they want to continue creating the best car buying experience in Northeast Ohio. They'll make your next new car purchase fair, open, and honest. They guarantee it. Ford provides the best U.S.-made products on the road, like the all-new 2013 Ford Escape and the 2013 Ford Fusion. Gillingham provides the very best deals. Get your next car based on your needs, not what some dealer has the most of. Let Gillingham Ford put you in that new Ford today. Check them out. BobGillinghamFord.com. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma. That's between Ridge and Tiedemann off I-480. Whether you're West Sider, East Sider, Gillingham Ford always going to be on your side. Stop, call, or find them on the web. You'll see why Gillingham Ford is truly home of the real deal. And congratulations, Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in business and in the community. Gillingham Ford.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really think this is my favorite part of Halloween, hearing this song. Hearing the Monster Mash, you know, because I can listen to it at any time, obviously, but you hear it today or you hear it this week or whatever, and that brings back good memories. All right. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and ladies, enjoy a night out with the Cleveland Browns and get a behind-the-scenes look inside the team. Expand your football knowledge at Ladies Chalk Talk with an evening full of special appearances, lectures, cocktails, appetizers, giveaways, and much more on Monday, November 19th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Sign up today for Ladies Chalk Talk by visiting clevelandbrowns.com or calling 440-891-5050. Time to take you inside the locker room. Our own Jameer Howerton sits down with a key Browns player. And, of course, Buster Skrine was a key guy in last Sunday's win against the Chargers. Breaks up that fourth down pass. Does a nice job in coverage, helping out in coverage with Antonio Gates. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Buster, first and foremost, congratulations on being named the fourth captain for Sunday's game. What does that mean to you being named the captain by your teammates?
It just shows that my teammates have a lot of respect for me on and off the field, and they see, like, I've been working hard.
Before we dive deep and talk about Sunday's game against the Ravens, just talk about your preparation last week. What did you do to get ready for that San Diego offense?
I was just taking in everything the coaches were telling me, watching a lot of film on that slot receiver, Antonio Gates, so it got me ready.
Containing tight end Antonio Gates and wide receivers and running back core that Phillip Rivers is surrounded by, does this build confidence for you, yourself, and for members of this defensive back unit as you gear up to face the Baltimore Ravens?
I've always been confident, but just having a good week last week, I'm just going to build off of it, look to get better weekly, so... Yeah, I'm looking to build more confidence, like you said.
Week four, you face this Ravens offensive unit. In that second quarter, Anquan Boldin, he put up some impressive numbers. How much are you anticipating this rematch?
I really didn't get to guard Anquan Boldin that much last game, but I'm looking to compete with Anquan Boldin, make plays on the ball when it's thrown to him, and just challenge him every play.
What are you seeing differently from this offense that you didn't see in week four?
This offense, it looks like they're running the ball a little bit more than they ran against us. And passing game is all the same.
And throughout this week of practice, what are you working on, given the fact that you've seen this unit before?
Just working on my technique weekly to get better in technique. Just being able to use my hands at the line, because Anquan Boldin is really physical. So just my technique, really.
And how much of it is having an asset like Joe Hayden back in the lineup?
Joe is a big help to the defense, and he makes a lot of plays, as everyone can see. And having Joe, he just brings a lot of energy.
And just overall, Buster, Coach wants you guys to get greedy and put back-to-back some wins. But what did that win last week do for the overall morale in this locker room?
After a win, you know, everybody's up. We're not down after a loss, but just having a win, it feels good. And going to the game with a lot of energy.
Buster, thank you for your time, and good luck to you.
All right, appreciate it.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, thank you, Jameer Howerton. Thank you, Buster Screen. And we're going to talk more about this Browns secondary, Buster and the others on the backside of that defense, with the secondary coach for the Browns, Tim Houck, former NFL defensive back himself, will join this show. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this Football Wednesday, this Halloween edition. And please, please, please be careful and safe out there. Watch out for the kids as you drive around Northeast Ohio. And enjoy this night. And enjoy the rest of the show, too. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Picking up my certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight.
Sounds like you're buying a used car.
No. Certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference.
Certified pre-what?
With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy!
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hey, Browns fans. Your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your way. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings, too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
I mean, who's allergic to mistletoe?
Tis the season to be shopping. But between my seasonal winter white Cosmo and these bang bang shrimp, I wonder, how can I complete my list? I happily take a sip and ponder this dilemma, then realize the answer is right under my nose. Sirloin steak and crab cake dinner, Baja fish tacos, and specials like shinkatik oysters and lobster thermidor dorado. Bonefish Grill gift cards just may be the greatest gift of all. Guess no one's getting fruitcake.
This season, give $100 in Bonefish Grill gift cards, get a free $20 bonus card, and enter for a chance to win in our 12 Days of Happiness sweepstakes. Visit bonefishgrill.com for details.
12 days that could bring you joy year-round. Bonefish Grill, happiness here.
Bonefish Grill now serves Sunday brunch. Come taste our new brunch menu featuring creme brulee French toast, signature omelet, and handcrafted Bloody Marys. Visit bonefishgrill.com for participating locations and hours.
Wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Here's some math for back to school that everyone can understand. The Loop's 10 for under 10 bucks. Fill up your tank with the Loop's signature creations for a limited time.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Happy Halloween on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans unite. The all-new Browns Fan 4-Pack is on sale now. Starting at just $199, you get four tickets to the Browns' home matchup versus the Kansas City Chiefs. That's on December 9th. Or the Washington Redskins on December 16th. Plus, your four Browns tickets include four hot dogs, four Pepsis, four game programs, and a parking pass. That's over $50 in savings. To purchase your Browns Fan 4-Pack, call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. We are pleased to have with us right now Tim Houck, the secondary coach for the Browns. And first of all, just thinking about the crazy weather, not only that we're having here and now, but, I mean, on Sunday in that game, as I want to take you back to your playing days. Did you recall, as you stood on the sidelines, did it bring back memories of some games that you played during your career?
You know, it really did. We actually talked about it a couple times. I had a Thursday night Halloween game in Chicago, and it was about 32 degrees, so it was sleet, snow, kind of a mix, and it was coming down, the rain was coming down sideways, about 3 inches of mud. It was a typical Green Bay Chicago match.
Yeah, yeah.
So punters trying to punt the ball, and it was going backwards and that whole deal.
So, I mean, you can appreciate what the players, and it was, by definition, a defensive struggle, and the Browns' defense prevailed. And I know you on that side of the ball as a coach, but again, as a former player, you must have taken some special pride in seeing that, too.
Oh, absolutely. And you like that type of football. It becomes a typical defensive battle where you've got to hold your ground, and it's got to be a physical game where you stop the run and, you know, when you get the chance, make plays on the ball. But the ball wasn't in there a whole bunch. But you like the physical matchups and how your guys grind it out and find ways to win.
And when you look at it, too, that was the Chargers. That was Phillip Rivers. Some very good talent. Antonio Gates, I mean, they're loaded with some people who can make big plays. And their running backs and so forth. So the chore was going to be difficult no matter what. I'm guessing from a weather standpoint, it certainly wasn't the worst thing for you to have that wind and such to maybe be an aid to your defense.
Absolutely. And I think our strength of our defense is our defensive line. And as a secondary coach, you never badmouth the rain and the wind.
No,
but
no.
That's kind of the way it goes.
Be your best friend.
And but then you have your corners who have to all of a sudden become run players instead of pass players.
Right.
And your safeties have to play downhill, and it's kind of fun to watch.
And I'm glad you started there with your secondary, because I thought the run support and that type of performance was exceptional. I think of T.J. Ward on that fourth down and inches and blitzing in and making the play that he made. Just looking at that and seeing how that came together, give me a sense of what that was, how that was all kind of scripted and put together, because it looked like you guys defensively, not only with the front playing as well, but the secondary was right there with it in run support.
Well, San Diego came out in some heavy sets. They came out in 2 and 3 tight end sets, and we knew at that point that our safeties were going to have to be a big part of our run game and stopping the run. And we've got two guys back there, and you saw them in TJ, and that's what they do best. I mean, they're tough, physical guys, and they love to play the run. And they tackle well, and you know, kind of played into our hands a little bit.
And TJ's playing still with a kind of a bad hand, right? I mean, that's still I know he still had that taped up, so it didn't seem to bother him, though.
Oh, he's got a semi-cast on, and each week it gets a little smaller, which is always a plus.
Right.
He's actually catching the ball okay right now, where a few games back, you know, it was just a matter of he was trying to keep the thing out of there. It was even hard to tackle and wrap up and so forth.
He was one-handed.
It is, and actually, in general, with our season, our secondary's been a little banged up.
Yeah.
Sheldon had some time down. Obviously, Joe had his 4 weeks out. Dimitri's out right now. TJ had the thumb. So it's just been one of those deals of fill the next guy in, and it's been kind of fun to watch these guys come in and just battle.
I wanted you brought up filling in and doing the job. Buster Skrine, of course, had to come up big with Joe Haden being out with that suspension. Buster Skrine, Trevin Wade, you had to ask young people to step into roles and be probably more than they would have otherwise been in terms of playing time, etc. And I thought that play he makes Obviously, 4th and 10, the Chargers at the Browns 44. It's one of those dicey deals where you got to close this thing out. There's still time, and that's Phillip Rivers back there, and he knocks down that pass to do it. You had to have such a sense of pride because he got worked over a little bit in those previous games.
Yeah, Buster's the type of guy that'll do exactly what you tell him to do, and he's just going to go out and work every single day. And you see progress. I mean, his first start was a little shaky as a young corner going out there against Cincinnati. It's going to happen. It's always a learning experience. And right now, he's playing at a high level. And I give him a lot of credit because he works so hard and plays so hard that he really doesn't care who he matches up against. You saw him against Reggie Wayne in the Indianapolis game, and I don't think he really knew who he was against. He was just out there playing and doing his deal and doing what he's supposed to do, and he's getting better and better every week, and then him making the play on fourth down, it was great to see that.
We're visiting with Tim Houck, the secondary coach of the Browns here. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And to talk about that play, and I asked Buster about it afterward, he said it was something that, as a coaching staff, you guys anticipated well. You had actually practiced that a couple of times, that particular route and coverage on it, so he knew exactly what was there and saw it coming. That's great preparation.
Well, we actually talked about it right before the play because there was a timeout, and we talked about how we were going to play it, and they went out and executed it, and, you know, it was something they'd showed over and over and over. So we tried to put them in the right place, but the players got to make plays when they're out there. Sure. And see things when they happen. Things happen so fast. And he did a great job of ending up in the right place. And if he doesn't make it, I think Sheldon's still got a chance to make that play. But again, at the end of the game, they complete that ball, all of a sudden they're in field goal range. So,
yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that the NFL is so tight that you got to make plays at the right time.
And, Coach, when we talk about, too, the secondary and what it's been through, it's been really a remarkable year. Let's back up to the point where you had to go four games without a Joe Hayden, one of the very best corners in this league. And you had a sense that that's coming. It's not like it took you by surprise. But once it does happen, you've got to deal with it. But tell me initially what the thought process is when you're taking away a Joe Hayden. Yeah, it's next man up, and Buster Screen or whoever you're going to put in there has got to go in there. But you as a coach, how do you compensate for that?
You know, I don't know if you ever really make up for losing a first-rounder and one of your best defensive players. But, you know, you scheme around it a little bit. And then the next guy in has got to play. And, you know, it's kind of a cliche, but he's got to play and he's got to hold up. And especially at corner, teams are going to try to take advantage and they're going to try to pick on that guy because they know he is not the normal guy that's in there.
Right.
And the guys did a nice job. They really did. And you can't, like I said, you can't ever make up for taking one of your best players out. But I give the guys a lot of credit for fighting and staying in there and working hard and making things work the best they possibly could.
Yeah, I never got the sense that anyone was going to use it as an excuse because you can't.
No, you don't. Yeah, yeah. And that's part of the NFL.
Yeah.
If you want an injury, first play of the game, the next guy's got to step in and play. That's just the way it works. And we've been a little unfortunate with injuries. We talked about first-rounders. Phil Taylor's been out for quite a while, and hopefully he'll be back soon.
Sure.
And, you know, it's just one of those deals that you keep plugging away and you keep playing hard, and eventually you're going to make enough plays to win some games, and hopefully we're heading in that direction right now.
Now you have Joe Hayden back in the lineup, and that's a great thing, obviously, but he seems to have hit the ground running. I mean, it doesn't seem like when he got back there for that Cincinnati game, the second Cincinnati game, the one here, that he had any problem at all, and it was noticeable, the difference in the coverage and the presence of Joe Hayden.
Well, he's so instinctive, he's going to make plays. Now, there was a little rust. Obviously, 4 weeks without covering a wide receiver, there's going to be a little bit of rust and technique and everything else. It's still a work in progress right now, and he's getting back to the point where he was before he left. But again, he's so instinctive and he's so explosive that just his natural ability is going to put him in position to make plays. Now, hopefully, as the weeks go on, starting this week, he's going to make more and more and more.
Sure. And we talk about another guy who has, I think, stepped up so well for you with big plays is Sheldon Brown, going to that, back to that Cincinnati game where he has the pick six. He's like in the perfect spot to make the play. And, you know, it looked like the classic veteran move where he's reading the quarterback, right, Andy Dalton, and he knows where to be, gets it, and has clear sailing.
Yeah, Sheldon, it was fun to watch that game and see him, you know, 11-year guy, play with some emotion and make some huge plays. And of a bunch of young guys, he's kind of a stabilizing factor for all of them, and he keeps everything in order and in line, and he's a great teacher for those young guys. And they can look to him and ask questions, and they get them answered. And he is just—he is a good deal for our room.
And then he comes back the following week against the Colts and has that strip sack and forced fumble that gets the recovery as well. Again, another defining kind of play, even though you end up losing the game. But you think of, again, that 11-year veteran, that guy who is, what is he, 33? I guess he's at a stage in your career where you're saying, how many big plays are you going to see out of that? He's out there for a reason. I know that. But he's still showing, like, hey, I've still got this.
Yeah, absolutely. And he recognized the set. He was able to come off the edge and blitz the formation they had given us. And how many times do you see a sack, a forced fumble, fumble recovery, all in one play, and actually give us a chance where we possibly had a chance to win that game at the end because of that play.
Now, you got another challenge. They're all big challenges each week. The rematch with the Ravens pushed them to the brink on that Thursday night game in Baltimore last month. Now you have Joe Hayden, who you didn't have in that last game. And again, it's Joe Flacco, and it's a pretty good passing attack. What do you see in that challenge?
Yeah, well, it's huge. I mean, yeah. Flacco is a big, strong guy. He's one of the best in the league right now, and his receiving crew is one of the best in the league. They've got flat-out vertical speed, and then they've got a possession guy in Bolden who seems to make every single play that they give him a chance to make. We've got our work cut out for us, and we just got to be aggressive. And we've got to challenge their receivers, and we've got to put ourselves in position to make plays and then make the plays when we have the chance to make.
All right. Well, Tim, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me in. I appreciate it.
He is Tim Houck, the secondary's coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car. Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like that let you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
Hello, Cleveland. It's Jake from Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague Road in beautiful Columbia Station.
Jake, do I even need to ask why you're wearing shoulder pads?
Because I'm nuts about our Buckeyes, Lisa.
You're still an idiot.
Come on down to Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague in beautiful Columbia Station, just a short two-hour drive from the Horseshoe.
Buckeye owned and operated since 2007.
We take care of all your automotive needs, and be sure to come to Jake's and get your scarlet and gray t-shirts and footballs. That's Jake's Garage in beautiful Columbia Station.
Go Bucks!
If you're hosting an event this football season, then you need Hughes Event Production Services. Hughes Event Production Services is the area's largest rental and staging company. Whether it's a TV for your watch party, a stage for your tailgate concert, or anything in between, Hughes can get you what you need for your event. ESPN Cleveland uses Hughes, and so should you. So get to Hughes for your event needs today. For more information, call 216-361-4600 or go to Hughes.com.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
Hey, Jill, could you give me a hand?
You mean a foot?
A foot? No, I need help with the tailgate on your Escape.
Oh, Brad, remember? All you have to do is kick your foot under the bumper.
Oh, yeah, forgot.
See?
Whoa, I forgot how much room we got back here.
Yeah, and you forgot to get all of my bags.
Wait, you're bringing all those, too?
Well, we are going to be gone for 2 days.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget?
See the all-new 2013 Escape at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer.
Happy Halloween to you on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And always pleased to have with us Renee Harvey, our Vice President of Community Outreach. And Renee, a lot going on yesterday with the Pro versus G.I. Joe event, a very cool one here at the facility in Berea. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's one that we've done for a few years now. We actually brought it back to our training facility. Weathered the storm, of course, with some of our connections, but what we do with that organization is they bring in gaming devices, and it allows our players to play live video games with troops that are overseas. So we were able to play against troops in Afghanistan, Germany, four different bases, connect in with the USO as well, and it gives the players a chance to not only lighten their spirits, obviously, with what they're enduring every single day. It kind of gives them a quick timeout to enjoy and to connect with some of their favorite Browns players, but it also is a great way for our players to thank them for the services and the freedoms that they provide us with.
Well, they had to enjoy that immensely, and Sunday's game against the Ravens, the theme of that will be a salute to service, appropriately enough.
It is, and that's in part why we did the Pro versus G.I. Joe event yesterday with Alex Mack and Christian Yount and several others coming out, as well as Trent Richardson. But, you know, that leads, again, salute to service, league-wide initiative, a way for all of the NFL teams to thank their local military, to thank our troops for what they do for us. And so what you'll see this year is a lot of the same game day elements you see for breast cancer awareness, but you will also see the ribbon flags on back of the helmet. So those will represent for the Browns each one of the military branches. So that will be new this year. In addition, we will have Greater Cleveland Fisher House, which is an organization we've spoken about on your radio show before,
right.
But it's basically a Ronald McDonald House for veteran families. And so they're trying to raise $3.3 million. Happy to help them with their initiative to get that raised here. So those individuals will form the gauntlet. They will also be on hand handing out literature and information for that organization. And then we will honor war veterans from each of the military branches as well.
And the halftime, there'll be a presentation then?
There will. So we have two different groups that we're honoring, the first of which is Korean War veterans. So we actually have 12 individuals that will be on hand, so we will honor and recognize those individuals, in addition to a local family called the Endlich family. And they actually had two sons that were serving in the Army. One was a Browns fan, one was a Steelers fan. And unfortunately, the Browns fan was killed, the son that was a Browns fan was killed in action back in 2007. So we're going to honor that family and recognize them for their loss with the Honor and Remember flag.
Sounds like a very fulfilling and busy week and day on Sunday. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vic.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
To the Browns' official social media pages we go, and to our mailbox, the daily at clevelandbrowns.com email address. David from Facebook, he says, anyone in America can praise their team all they want, but the bottom line is the Cleveland Browns fans are the most loyal through thick and thin. If you show us, David says, if you show us you will give it your all on the field, win or lose, we'll back you 100%. Been a fan for 40-plus years. I love this. I love this because, again, it captures what really this week has been all about. It's not just that the Browns won a game, won their second game of the year, won their second home game in a row, won the second out of their last three games, and won it in that slugfest fashion, that defensive struggle fashion. It's that 50,000 or so fans, and you heard Jimmy Haslam talk about this earlier in the show, the owner of the Browns, 50,000 fans were sitting there in brutal conditions, and I know it's gotten more brutal the weather with Hurricane Sandy and the after effects of that blasting into our region, but that was an awful day to sit outside. We know that much. And so many of you did. And going down on the field and just looking up in the stands and seeing the full engagement, because it was the kind of game that, of course, you don't leave until the end if you're already there and you're already soaking wet and you're wet and you're cold and the wind's blowing and making it even colder. And you were ignoring that. You were part of something special, and you've been part of something special. And that's what amazes me. As someone who has come in, say, from the outside, although I've covered this league for a long time, I've been around and covered the Browns along with 31 other NFL teams for many years in this business, but to see it up close and to see what David is talking about is right. It's not just what we saw Sunday, too. It's beyond that. It's the mindset of a town, taking a lot of hits to be a fan of this team. It's a lot of pain. It is. I get that. But there's a reward. I believe there's a reward, and I believe one is coming in the not-too-distant future. And you heard the owner talk about the importance of Sunday's game, you know, his getting it and understanding that and delivering that message to you and saying, you know, we need you there. Be part of this. And the weather, I think, the forecast, if I've got it right, is saying it certainly won't be what we saw last week or last Sunday. And I think how cool it would be to be part of something like that, support that could make the difference, really make the difference against a rival and in this a huge division game and a huge turning point type of opportunity that's sitting there for this Browns team. So I like your point, David. I really do. And your support of 40-plus years, outstanding. And Dom, because he's talking about a guy who recognized this, Dom from Facebook, DeQuell Jackson, making such studious comments after the game about the fans, giving them the shout-out. It was a beautiful thing to hear DeQuell so articulate so well what the Browns fans mean to the Browns. And he's been on this team long enough to understand it and see it. And Dom says DeQuell Jackson needs to be in the Pro Bowl this year. And that's another thing. And he was a Pro Bowl player last year. And he needs that recognition because it's not that he needs it. He deserves it. Yeah, he deserves it because of the way he's played, the level he performs, and all-around nature that he brings. And it is harder to get there when your team doesn't deliver enough wins to get you that recognition. When you're not as relevant as a team, unfortunately, great players often are falling through the cracks, Pro Bowl quality players like a Jackson. And there are going to be others, and are others, I think, who will be worthy of that kind of recognition as we go forward. But more wins will do it. Brian was talking about, from Facebook, the references to the Robert Meachin drop and that the Browns were lucky about that. Sure they were. Absolutely. A favorable drop, a drop that worked in their favor. Huh. Wonder if there was a drop that worked in the Colts' favor the week before. that the Browns made. It happens. So maybe you get something back. The football gods were nice about this one, right? All those Browns Hall of Famers in the sky looking down favorably, smiling. And he said that was a hard-fought, Brian's talking about this, and deserving win from a stifling defense and a tough running game against the league's top-ranked or second-ranked, whatever they were, rush defense. Yep, Brian, your points are well taken. It was deserved. You don't make apologies for a game like that, and you don't call it ugly or winning ugly or whatever it might be. It's just winning. That's all you get in this league. Hey, we want to thank Jimmy Haslam and Tim Houck. We want to thank Buster Screen and Jameer Howerton and Renee Harvey. We want to thank Reagan Berube. We want to thank Joe Meadows and Drew Boatner. And I want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. And I want to tell you again, happy Halloween, but please make it a safe Halloween. Watch out for the kids out there. And stay tuned for 3 Deep next. We'll catch you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.